The opinions and suggestions expressed in the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. The following program is sponsored by Moody Custom Homes, LLC, Ideal Electric, LLC, and Oz Safe Rooms Technology, Incorporated. This is KRMG Home Pros, where Green Country gets the facts about new home construction and remodeling. Call the show at 918-460-KRMG or text us at 95920. KRMG Home Pros on 1023. KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
I'm proud of the house we
built. Good afternoon. Welcome to KRMG Home Pros. This is 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. I'm Skyler Cooper. We're live on location today at the Green Country Home and Garden Show. We're in the Exchange Center at Expo Square, and we're going to be here until 8 tonight and tomorrow until 11 until 5 o'clock. It's a free show. You can come out, park for free, and get in for free and see a lot of really awesome vendors, get some ideas for the spring, including Daryl and Aaron Moody from Moody Custom Homes. How you doing, guys?
I'm doing super.
You doing good.
I just a shout out to Tim. I'm used to looking across through the window and seeing him over there. So I hope I can do this today without those training wheels on.
It's a little hard to get out of the element and do it somewhere different. But it's cool because there's so many people here. I came to say hi to you guys about 30 minutes ago, and I couldn't get in because you guys are busy.
It's been a great day so far. I got here a little late this morning, but when I walked in 2 hours ago, I have been talking to people nonstop. There's a lot of great vendors out here. Of course, we're out here. If you are interested, if you're in the market, if you're even thinking about it, come talk to us at the Moody Custom Homes booth. Along with our booth, we do have Ideal Electric. You guys are all familiar with Brandon, but we have Brandon's right-hand man here with us today. We have Jonathan sitting here at the table with us for the live show. Jonathan, thanks for coming down.
Not a problem at all.
If you guys have any electrical questions while you're here at the show or need some work done, they got a generator sitting out here to discuss about that, or any other thing you guys need, come speak with Jonathan when you're here and get that lined up and get going.
And we've been promising people that they're going to bring a Oz Safe Room, which is an incredible product, and they're became some details with it because it takes about a 45-ton truck to bring it out here, and so they couldn't manage to do that. But you can come by and talk to us. We have some of their brochures there. If you're interested in safe rooms, come by and talk to us, and they're one of our sponsors on the Home Pro Show. So
it's a really good opportunity to come out and see a lot of the people that we talk about weekly on our show here, you know, like the guys at Ideal and all of the different folks that you guys use. And really, you can point people in the right direction if they have questions about anything home-related, and, of course, with your own things. Aaron, what's that phone number for you guys?
Yeah, if you guys can't make it out to the show, give us a call, 918-734-4059, or visit us, buildyourcustomhome.com. And, you know, that also goes for Brandon and them. If you guys can't make it out, you can call Brandon at Ideal Electric, 918-812-7641.
I've been thinking that you guys are basically on tour. You went to Oklahoma City last week.
Yeah.
You're out here on to perform today, and then you'll be on another show here in a couple weeks.
Yeah,
you know
what's messed up, though, is I don't have my tour bus.
Right.
I've got to drive all of this stuff, and I don't have a tour bus to be able to sleep in.
It's the lifestyle without all the glam.
Yeah, and I got to haul the trailer, too.
Yeah, and in 2 weeks, we'll be, not next weekend, but the weekend after, we'll be up in Grove. They have a home garden show, and we'll be up there doing that. So if anybody in the Grove area wants to go over there and look at it and come to meet and talk to us, we do quite a bit of work up there. Yeah. As a matter of fact, we have some homes up there in Patricia Island that you can come through and look at. It's one of the only places we build spec homes. So you can come up there and look at those and look through them, and beautiful. It's getting that time of year.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, at the first break, we have a guy coming in that's going to talk to us, a really cool product here, and we'll kind of get that over. But so
February 7th, 8th, and 9th, for those that don't know, Grove Civic Center. They're in middle of Grove, Oklahoma, if you're in the Grand Lake area or looking in the Grand Lake area. You want a house, you want to build a house, live at the lake, you know, we've got all the options, boat, docks, everything for you.
So, Jonathan, tell us, what do you got in the booth over there? Of course, I know the answer to that, but tell us what you got, what you're saying, what are people asking you about?
Well, I mean, basically, we've just got a Generac generator over there. I mean, those are selling off the shelves. I mean, obviously, we got ice storms around here. You get power failures. This is Oklahoma weather, so you're dealing with some extreme environment. So, generators, that's the biggest thing, really.
And you have a display, a pretty cool display of lights, and I enjoy going over there and running the rheostat all the way up, and it'll blind you. You can suntan over there.
Yeah, of course so. I mean, the biggest thing is LEDs nowadays is, that's the thing. So we've got a display on that, which with dimming system, and like you said, if you turn it up, you get a suntan. So we keep it down.
If anybody out there is interested in coming to talk to Jonathan about generators specifically, Jonathan, people can retrofit generators to existing houses.
Oh, for sure. It varies quite a bit. There's quite a few different options you can take. I mean, you can do a backup generator system, or you can use an existing portable generator and tie that into your house. The thing about it is we like the convenience of a standby backup generator. Anyone can do it at that point in time. It's very user-friendly. Pretty much hands-free for the homeowner. The technician just comes out and does the installation. We'll do the repairs if that's necessary, or the maintenance on it as well. So
when you hook those generators up, I mean, pretty much you're looking at hooking it into an existing, like a gas line to ONG or whatever gas service there, or you can do them with propane tanks, correct?
Correct. So those generators... it's easy for natural gas here in the Tulsa area or Green Country area. There's a lot of natural gas in residential areas. So we'll go through and put natural gas connections. But then you also have propane. And one thing a lot of people don't really understand about that is, obviously propane is a real clean burning gas, a little bit better than natural gas. And you actually get a higher rating off of propane than you do off of natural gas. But, it really depends on where you're at. If you're out in the boonies, I mean, propane's your thing. So.
And keep in mind, a lot of people will, on new construction, we have it happen all the time, where people will get prepared to install that generator for later. You know, they will go in and they will wire it, they'll put the switch in and all that, and they may not buy the generator right now, but that way whenever they, you know, if they're wanting to save up the money or whatever, they can go and slap that generator in at that time whenever they're prepared.
I've had several people come by today, and we talked about the generators, the backup generators and so forth, but then they're like, well, I'm really not looking to spend this large amount of money on a backup generator and so forth, so what's my other options? And of course, that's you can do an automatic transfer switch for the future. You don't even have to buy the generator at the time. You just do the automatic transfer switch, and at that point in time, if you're ready to spend the money or you have the need, then we'll come in and install the generator.
Okay. Now, when you talk about automatic transfer switch, that means what it's going to do is as soon as the power goes off to the house, it's going to realize that power goes off. The generator is going to kick itself on, and then it's going to switch certain power over. With that said, if you live in a couple thousand square foot house, you can't power the entire house.
Oh, not at
so
all.
You need to make it selective, like power your heating units, power, like I recommend people power the garage doors. So what all can you get on there? Your freezers, your deep freeze you want on there and stuff like that?
Well, so the thing about it is you have different size generators you can install. And, I mean, as far as the bang for the buck, a 22 kW generator is probably your best option. We've seen really large houses being run off a 22 kW generator.
And what all can you get on with the 22 kW?
Well, with the 22 kW generator, I mean, your amperage draw on a liquid propane, you're around 90 amps of actual
liquid
draw.
Okay, but what does that mean? What appliances can you put on there?
And then, I'm just explaining the natural gas will be about 80, roughly. And so, that being said, you're looking at, you can run usually an air conditioner or two off of that, and then your just general purpose lighting. Of course, everyone wants internet nowadays, so
some outlets.
You want your modems on. You got outlets, etc. You can run what's necessary. Your essentials.
Your freezers and refrigerators,
yes,
so you don't lose hundreds of dollars worth of food.
And that's someone else I've talked to today. They were asking about that. Is like, well, I mean, what do I really need a generator for? Well, I mean, I just explained to them, I was like, we've ran into scenarios where someone takes off out of town for a week, and first day they're gone, power goes out.
And those things do test themselves, you know. They're set up about once a week to test themselves. Yeah. You do have to have some maintenance, some oil changes and stuff. Do you guys do the maintenance on those?
Oh, yes, very much so. there's an hour rating that you're supposed to go through and do maintenance services on it, recommended by the manufacturer, and we'll go through and do that. But then there's also yearly maintenance. If you don't meet that, then we just do a yearly maintenance, just oil change, air filter, spark plugs, etc., and check voltages and so forth, make sure everything's proper.
I just want to carry on because we kind of, but I know you need to get back over there, so... But a couple other things. So you have some really cool can LED lights that are only just like an inch thick, so you don't need, like, they can go up in soffits of houses because they're not going to hit the roof above because they're so thin that really does a lot of accent lighting to it instead of trying to put it out in the yard where they get hit by weed eaters and things like that. And anyhow, so you have a display of those over there. It's kind of cool to go look at them. But then let's talk a little bit about your ongoing maintenance that you offer. So somebody calls up and they're having a problem with some electrical outlets. Y'all do that, right?
Well, yes. I mean, basically what we do, I mean, we can do free estimates, and we also do we'll do trip charges just to get out there and talk to you about whatever you want to do. And then we do upfront pricing at that point, and there's no questions about it. It's upfront pricing. So when we're done, that's it. So we're not gonna have any surprises as far as prices.
Jonathan, we really thank you for being here. Like I said, Ideal Electric, Jonathan is here. If you got any questions, you can't make it out to the show, call Brandon, 918-812-7641. We really appreciate you being here. You got to get back to that booth and start selling.
Not a problem. Thank you guys very much.
You're listening to KRMG Home Pros. This is 102.3 KRMG live at the Green Country Home and Garden Show. Come see us at the Exchange Center at Expo Square. Free to park, free to get in. Till 8 o'clock tonight, 11 to 5 tomorrow. Need to take a quick break. This is KRMG Home Pros on 102.3 KRMG.
This is KRMG Home Pros on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
And welcome back to KRMG Home Pros. It's 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. This is Skyler Cooper with Daryl and Aaron Moody from Moody Custom Homes. We're live today at the Green Country Home and Garden Show. We're out here until 8 o'clock tonight. And then again tomorrow from 11 until 5. It's a free show, free to park. And Daryl and Aaron, you guys have been educating a lot of people on what you're all about, doing talks about maybe someone who needs a new home. I bet you're getting a lot of remodel questions, too.
Well, we're getting some remodel questions. You know, it's been a good day. Yesterday was a decent day. Today has been a real busy day. A lot of questions about new construction. You know, it is such a great time right now to build a house with interest. And labor prices, material prices are you know, decent right now, too. But phenomenal in the things you can get done, man. It's a great time to get started.
What do you guys think is going to be the highlight out here for you? I mean, you get to talk to new customers. You get to tell people about Ideal Electric. And I know Jason Hambrick's out here from World Class Painting. So you got a lot of ways to just help people get what they need done.
Yeah, and one thing is Jason actually is going to be filling in for us when we're up in Grand Lake for that show in 2 weeks. And get a chance, come by and talk to Jason, man. He is very knowledgeable about painting and things to do and not to do. And we keep telling people this information is for you to use. You don't, the information we put out, and we'll answer all your questions. You don't have to have us build your house. If you're doing it yourself and you just want to ask us some questions about the right way to do things, we do keep up on the technology all the way from the slab all the way through the entire home build. As a matter of fact, one thing that that Jonathan wanted us to point out that he didn't have time to talk about was the smart home systems. You need to come by and talk to him about that and ask him. There's a smart home integration you can put in a home that the electricians do. We talked to a customer yesterday, by the way, that instead of electrical outlets going on your backsplash, they go up kind of at an angle, so all your lighting and your electrical outlets and plus USB ports so that you can plug in, so they're totally out of the way, and it makes your backsplash look really nice. You can use some decorative things. So all those kind of things are things we can sit and talk to you about, and especially the technology. I've told this, I think I've said it on the radio show, that nobody would buy a 2020 car with 2005 features in it.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is people anymore, they buy 2020 houses that have 1980 or 1970 features in it, and we've come way past that. As a matter of fact, there's a lot of features that even have come out in the last couple, 3 years that you need to come and talk to us about, and we can clue you in on that.
So. We make it a point to go to the International Home Builder Show in Vegas once every few years to keep up with that kind of stuff, you know. And plus, there's a lot of these trades and things like that, or vendors and stuff, they will put on seminars for us, and they'll tell you, hey, this product's coming out, and this is the way it needs to be installed and different things, and we keep up with that stuff. You know, a lot of guys will get in a groove of where they just do it because they think it's right. You know, and the technology progresses with houses just like it does with everything else, with phones, cars, you know, computers and all that stuff. So we really focus on that. We focus on getting quality at the most efficient cost that we possibly can. So, you know, if you guys have questions about that stuff, do not hesitate to call, you know, look us up online and give us a shot. We'd be more than happy to answer questions.
Well, and you had asked about remodeling. We do remodels. Actually, we do them, and we think our system is set up to the way we do it is just like our custom home builds. It's a totally transparent system. We give all of our customers control of their money. We're not asking them to surrender control to us. And it's just a real good system to do. So it doesn't matter if you're redoing a bathroom, if you're redoing a if you're redoing a kitchen, if you're doing an add-on. We've had several people come to us about wanting to do garages that are detached garages, and we can do all that. We also do outdoor living spaces. As a matter of fact, we had last week's show was about outdoor living spaces, and we just do a whole bunch of those things. And you can go to our website or go directly to Moody Custom Homes on Facebook. We post pictures all the time on there of fireplace. We just posted a picture of a fireplace we did in Broken Arrow. And one nice thing about it is we do not charge for doing those for houses when we build them. That you have to buy the material and you have to pay the laborers to do it, but we don't charge extra money for that.
And we're not nickel and dime type people.
And we've got the most gorgeous fireplace these people had. So you can go to Facebook and look at that fireplace. It's just absolutely incredible looking. And, you know, it's just ideas like that. But come and talk to us about your remodels. We can save you a lot of money. We can give you, and people hate this term, but we can give you the biggest bang for your buck.
Right.
I will promise you that.
So let's say I wanted to do an add-on, and I have no clue what that means other than I know I want another room. So can I come to you guys and just say, I think I want to put a room on this house. I don't know where to start,
yes.
How big, how anything.
Yeah. What we do is, you know, we'll look at it. And every house is different, obviously. And, you know, the first question is, you know, do you have the room to do it? And what exactly are you wanting? Are you wanting a bedroom and a bathroom? Are you wanting a bathroom? What are you looking at? So there's certain things that we look at, you know, but we're very upfront and honest. We have a very transparent system. So one thing we do look at and make sure, and we explain to the customer that, you know, is this add-on going to push you outside the limits of this neighborhood? Are you hurting yourself financially in this house to, you know, future sales or anything like that? You know, you need to be very careful about that stuff because, yeah, a lot of guys go out there and go, yep, sure, we'll do it. You know, $50,000, let's roll. And, you know, now your house is too big for the neighborhood and you're overpriced for the neighborhood and you're overextended. And, you know, those are things that we make sure to explain to customers and say, you know, here's your options and here's what you can do and this is what you're looking at.
Well, Daryl Baskin will tell you it's messing with the comps and everything.
Yeah.
And here's the thing is, along with the emotional decision of doing those kind of things, there's a business decision, and you need to look at that before you do that. And we have literally talked ourselves out of making money on add-ons and remodels and things like that because of the cost. And we have them look at the business side of it first,
right?
Because we're not interested in taking money from you if it hurts you. And that's not our interest at all.
We want you to be happy and satisfied, you know, at the end of the deal. And our goal is to get you the most quality home or remodel that you can possibly have at the best cost that we can provide. And through our buying power through ABG and our buying power of years of being in business and the relationships we have with certain subcontractors and vendors, you know, we can really provide that to homeowners.
Explain ABG is its affiliated builders group.
For those that don't know, ABG is affiliated builders group. There's a limited amount of builders that are allowed in it. We're one of a few that are around in the Tulsa area. And what it basically does is it gives us the buying power of about 700 to 800 homes per year. So, you know, we combine all those builders and how many homes all those builders build. And so we take that as a group and go to the lumber yards and stuff and say, here's what we want. You know, this is how many homes we're going to build within this group. What kind of pricing can you give us? And we can build, you know, they say in some cases 80 to 90% of that home can be built through ABG material. And so the savings are just massive.
Something that might be really beneficial for folks, we're coming up on a break here, but if they wanted to come meet Daryl and Aaron Moody from Moody Custom Homes, we're at the Green Country Home and Garden Show, and they can bring a printout or bring their phone or a tablet with a picture of this area on your house you want to redo, and you guys
Absolutely.
Can get real-time advice on that.
Absolutely.
Need to check the news and the weather. It's really nice out here. It's another good reason to come check us out at the Green Country Home and Garden Show. When we get back from the news, we're going to be talking about a really cool product and a guy named Brandon who does screens basically on the go.
This is a cool deal.
We will tell you all about that when KRMG Home Pros returns live at the Green Country Home and Garden Show.
You're listening to KRMG Home Pros on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Welcome back. It's KRMG Home Pros. You're listening to 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk, live today at the Green Country Home and Garden Show, 17th annual. We are in the Exchange Center at the Expo Square until 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow again at 11 until 5. It's a free show, free to park, free to get in, so lots of fun to come out here and check everybody out. Moody Custom Homes has their booth over here, and you guys brought along Ideal Electric. Jonathan Dixon is out here today.
Yeah.
We have Jason Hambrick from World Class Painting. He's been on the show. And all these people that you guys have come out and help represent you, you trust them and you've had them on. And we just might have a new one of those because we have Brandon James, who you bumped into and met a little earlier.
Well, yeah, let me tell you a little bit what happens. Generally at these shows, I try to kind of just zigzag through the aisles to look and see what's out there that I need to know. And I did that anyway, but especially now that we do the radio show, I want to see, is there something there that we're doing? Well, Thursday when we set up, we were leaving. And I go out into the parking lot, and I see this truck and this trailer, and I see it says, it talks about screens, and it's, and I'm thinking, that's what, and I go over and look, and I see that this whole trailer set up, self-contained trailer to do window screens. And I said, wow, that's cool, because I just not 6 months ago took all of my screens off the house, and I take them over to some local dealer, hand them over my screens, and a week later I get my screens back and paying the money. Well, I'm thinking, well, that would have been cool if I called them out there and they just could have done all of my screens for me. And so just about that time, Brandon walks out there and I said, hey, is this your vehicle? And he says, yeah, he probably wondered what trouble I was going to give him or something. So anyhow, and he explained to him, I said, man, this is just a cool concept. I've never seen this before. And most people hide it in vans. I guess it's been around. But anyhow, he started talking to me, and then he talked about the how to do a screened-in area. He said, y'all do that? And I said, yeah, we have people now and then do that. And so anyhow, that's how we came across, and that's part of what we do. We always look for something new to not only give the listening audience, but also if we can use it at Moody Custom Homes. So anyhow,
we went over and looked at his booth, and I was going to say that if you guys are coming out to the show or you get an opportunity to come out, swing by and talk and check out. Say he's got some really good, there's one that you can literally punch and it will not go through it. But Brandon can explain all this. Brandon James, Screen Mobile. Brandon, first off, thank you for coming over and spending some time with us here
thank
and explaining what
me.
You do.
Yes.
First of all, tell people how they can get a hold of you.
So you can get a hold of us. Our telephone number is 918-940-9955, or you can contact me by email. That's brokenarrow@screenmobile.com. Our website is screenmobile.com. And just call me anytime if you need window screens, screen doors. We do sliders. We do retractable doors, motorized retractables, security screen doors that he was talking about. We do those on windows as well. We have a lot of winterizing options as well. So if we do a screened-in patio and you're worried about cold air coming in, it just depends on what you're trying to achieve, what your goals are. So it could be sun or it could be insects, or if you're trying to keep the cold out, we have options for all of that.
Anything screen. Brandon Anything can take screen. Care of. And you guys do the, which I was telling you a story last night that about a year and a half, 2 years ago, I was trying to find somebody that did the retractable screens for an outdoor kitchen. And they could not find one. And then we ran into you, and I thought, my gosh, because you do those too, where people build these big, beautiful outdoor kitchens, but the sun just blinds you, you know, when you're trying to use it. And they've got the remote, and they go up and down, and you've got all different fun stuff over there.
Well, you know, you and I had a conversation. One thing I brought up to you was interesting is we talked about screening in patios. And I tell you, we've done that, but we actually do a wainscot. That means we come up foot and a half or 2 foot of some type of hard surface so people don't accidentally kick the screen out or dogs don't run into them and go through them, because then you're repairing screens. Mm-hmm. And so you picked up a product that you had. It was about a 2 foot square screen, and sat there and kept punching it with your fist. And it looked like almost a normal screen. It did look normal.
That's
and you're
great.
Punching that with your fist, and not only did it not come loose, but it didn't break the screen. So tell us about that product, and then also the one where you actually, it has a film that you can take and push, and it has memory. So talk to us about those two products.
So the first one that you mentioned was it's an extruded 062 extruded aluminum. It's powder coated. It has a flat spline locking system. And so we use Super Screen, and we lock that in with this flat spline. That's how I was showing you that you can punch it, and even showed you that I ran over it myself accidentally
with your trailer.
With the trailer, and it's still perfect condition. They're not going to blow out in the wind. They're not going to get kicked out by kids or dogs running through them or anything like that.
Say they're scratched from dogs' claws and stuff too, right? Is that same one?
That's correct. And even if you thought that wasn't enough, which I'm telling you that it is, we have an option that we can go even stronger than that. It's Pet Screen. So if you think that you have this bad dog that can tear up anything, we've got something that a product that we can put in that will keep that out.
It'd be a good fight.
Absolutely.
And then I want to talk to you about the one that has the memory, but I also want to mention real quick so we don't forget it. You got a product that you raise your garage door up, you can reach up underneath that, and you can pull a screen down and completely cover your garage with the screen.
Correct.
So that somebody
lifestyle
wants to...
garage door screens, and then they have a retractable door in the center of it. So when you have that down and you're keeping the insects out, you can also put sunscreen in that. So if it's an issue where you've got a southward facing or a west facing garage, you can keep the sun out of it. But you can still go in and out of that door with a Genius retractable door in the center of it.
And we normally don't talk prices on here much, but and I realize that, you know, not you'd have to probably look at them individually, but a two-car garage with a standard 7 foot high or 8 foot high header on it, what is somebody going to spend for one of those?
If we're looking at a 16-foot wide opening and roughly 7 foot, 8 foot tall, you're looking at about $1,650 installed.
So, but you get to use that garage without flies in and
digging
and stuff like that. So if you wanted to have a party in the springtime and eat in that garage, you don't have to worry about
it. If you work out there, if that's your getaway place and you've got TVs out there or whatever, absolutely, you pull that down and you can work out there and enjoy that garage door space.
Okay, tell us about the product that had the memory where you push on it that looks like a clear plastic something. Really.
So we can enclose we can give you essentially a four-season room where you can enjoy that year-round. And what it is stackable windows that have it's called glazine, and it's memory vinyl. It's clear, and we can get that tinted if you want to stop the sun. Or it can be clear, let's say that you don't need sun protection or something like that. And yes, you can stretch it. It will always come back to its original position. And it also has Super Screen on it. So you've got a tough screen on the outside and something that can block the wind or the sun from the inside.
And you guys do a ton of other stuff, too. Like you do the solar screens people go put on the outside of the window, the blackout screens and stuff. I mean, the ones that make it a lot darker, you guys do those.
Is correct. That is an exterior product that we put on the outside of your window. We can do it 80%, 85%, 90%, and 95%. And all that means to you, if you don't know anything about solar screen, if I say 95%, that is blocking out 95% of the sunlight and only letting 5% in. 90% is letting 10% of that sunlight
in. So you got a theater room or something where you do have a window in it and you've got it blocked off with the curtains, but you're still getting a little bit, you could go do one of those to really get that thing blacked out.
Yeah, if you have a room that the sun really heats up or just blinding, say it's on a west wall and you can't enjoy that room because the sun's blinding you, you can put that solar screens over your window. It'll help cool that room and block the sun out where you can enjoy that room. It'll save you on your energy bills as well.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask you, if there's thermal properties along with it.
Absolutely.
So that's great. So now, here's the thing is especially if you live up by the lake or whatever, outdoor living spaces are huge to people. And the thing is it's that time of year that is the time to start looking at coming in and getting your outdoor living space closed off so you can really use it during those periods of time that you don't have flies eating you away or mosquitoes eating you up at night. And
absolutely. This is the best time of year right now. We're coming out of our slow period. It'll start here in February. People, when we have a few warm days, everybody starts wanting or thinking about using their patios and then closing those so they can keep the insects away. But if you want to get it done and actually enjoy it in the summertime, now's the best time to get out and get that thing booked, and let's get it built so that you can enjoy it all summer long.
And rescreening your house, I mean, you see people with cut screens and all kinds of things. And,
sure.
And calling you guys out, how much lead time does somebody need from the time they call you to come and say, hey, we got 15 windows on our house, they all need new screens? And so what are you looking at there?
Right now it's about a week. Of course, I have booked a ton here at the show already, so that is drastically pushing out. So there's no better time. If you want to get it done now. And you mentioned it before, I'm completely mobile. I show up in my truck and trailer. I've got everything on the trailer to make any type of screen, any color, any type of hardware. We do it on site. It's custom fit to fit your window exactly. And then we have the other options that I mentioned before. So if you want solar screens, if you've got dogs and you need a heavier screen because your pets are tearing your screen up, we can do that too.
So you can put a screen door on a submarine, and that'll work?
I can do it.
Brandon, once again, thank you so much for being here. We're
glad
to hear that the show is working out well for you. Give out one more time, if you would, all the ways to get a hold of you so that people can get all this fun stuff you got.
Okay, Screen Mobile of Broken Arrow. My number is 918-940-9955. My email address is brokenarrow@screenmobile.com, and you can check out our website or Facebook. It's screenmobile.com.
That's Brandon James with Screen Mobile.
Yeah, and I was going to say real quick, if you come in the south door into the main building, he's right about, just keep going straight down the middle, and he's kind of on the left side over there, so he's about the middle of the building. Come and look at his displays. Come and talk to him about it. There's some pretty cool products there.
You'll find Moody Custom Homes over there, too. Come down the center and head to the left. You'll find Daryl and Aaron Moody. Right now we're at the front door because we're doing this show. A couple more minutes left. Do need to take a quick break. You're listening to KRMG Home Pros. I'm Skyler Cooper. We'll be right back.
KRMG Home Pros on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Welcome back. It's KRMG Home Pros live from the Green Country Home and Garden Show, 17th annual happening right now. Today and tomorrow, it is the 17th annual Green Country Home and Garden Show for free. Parking for free, getting in for free, you get to meet Daryl for free. I mean, it's all free.
And Aaron.
Aaron charges, that's why.
I do.
Yeah, he gets a lot of money for that.
So come out and see us till 8 tonight, tomorrow 11 until 5, and we've had some awesome people on. We had Jonathan on from Ideal Electric. He works with Brandon. You can give them a call at 918-812-7641 or idealelectrictulsa.com. Buildyourcustomhome.com is where they'll find you guys, and Moody Custom Homes on Facebook. We were just talking about Screen Mobile. That stuff sounds really cool. I think if anyone wants to upgrade their screen system or replace it, that's the way they need to go, or at least give them a call and check it out. And that's kind of what this whole show is about, is people coming out, meeting folks, and just thinking, okay, spring's coming up, what might I want to do to the house? And that's a lot of the things you guys have been talking
about.
And
outdoor living spaces is a great time. Talk to us about that if you want to do that.
I heard
I was just getting ready to say, have you heard our new ad?
I did, and it's you talking about working on Ronnie Dunn's house. What'd you guys do?
Well, we worked on two houses of his. One in Santa Fe that he had. It sold it recently, and then his residence in Nashville. But we worked on both of them, actually both of them a couple different times, but Dad can go into detail.
Well, yeah, he had a house out in Santa Fe, just a gorgeous house set up on the hill and looked over the city of Santa Fe. And the nice thing about it is we went out there, and he wanted to replace some window door units. We did a bronze and glass window unit that was 16 feet wide by 8 feet high, and we ordered these windows out of a company from San Antonio that shipped them up, and by the way, they were heavy.
All those pictures are on our Facebook, too, if anybody looks at them.
Yeah, you can go look at them. And then, unfortunately, he sold that house right afterwards, so we didn't get to use it.
I didn't get to go out and borrow it.
But anyhow, we also changed out some just typical window door units and raised the height of them to 8-footers. But then we went out to his house in Nashville, and he had us out there a couple times. One of them, he had us put in a bronze and glass window unit, door unit on the exterior of the house, one window and one big set of doors. And then it just opened the whole thing up because you didn't need all the wood parts of it and everything, but it was a great big opening. So it was just beautiful. And then he had us do an interior bronze and glass door between his kitchen and his living room area. And then he had us come back, and he had us build a staircase for, he redid a it was a barn. His water turned it into kind of a barndominium, and he wanted an exterior staircase for it. And so we built this really nice staircase that overarched a driveway that went in the barn, and did a lot of work. And then he had us rebuild a pergola for him and stuff. He really likes the work our guys do that we bring out there and do that.
So. And we brought all of our own guys, our trim carpenter and his crew, out there to do it all, and it's wonderful. There's some beautiful wood that he chose to do it all with, and it looks real nice.
Big Brain came
Doug,
out there.
Yeah, Doug went with us. Yeah.
So that just goes to show that, you know, there are people out there that would do this, and there are celebrities who would offer to be paid to do something like that. But that was literally you worked on his stuff.
Yes, yeah. And he did that for us. And you know, doing the ad is a man. What an honor for him to do that. And he did it because he was not only proud of the work we did, but we were definitely proud that he let us do it.
We're actually trying to fit with his schedule with his Vegas shows and his tour and stuff, but we've actually got to go back out there and do some more stuff for him that he's wanting done.
Maybe you could tape a segment for the show.
Oh, man, that'd be great, wouldn't
it? Sit him down. I'm sure he's got the equipment, right?
Yeah.
It's all there. So, hey, I know that you guys were in Oklahoma City last week doing a similar show to today, and then today you're here at the Green Country Home and Garden Show until 8, tomorrow 11 to 5, and then in 2 weeks you're going to be doing one up in Grove, right?
Yeah, so what we're looking at is we've mentioned it a few times, but for about the past year and a half, we've been building up in Grove area. Specifically, right now, we're in what's called Patricia Island. It's a country club, golf club up there. And we have currently, we've got two houses that are done. One of them sold. We still got one for sale. We're finishing up one that's a pre-sold. And then we've got four houses up there for sale, starting another little one that's for sale, and plus a custom, all in Patricia Island. So we've got a lot of stuff going on up there. And it is a wonderful place to live. Grove has got a lot of new stuff. They've got a new hospital up there in the last 5 or 6 years. So in this neighborhood specifically, though, you can get a house. You can buy a boat slip with the house. You can get a golf membership, a social membership. They have a pool, a fitness center, a restaurant. It's just a great thing to really look at if you're interested in that kind of thing. And, we're starting to do some other stuff around Grove also. We've got a custom we're going to start up on Monkey Island. But, if anybody is looking in that area, we have them all the way from about 1,600 square foot up to about 2,500 square foot. So there's a whole range of houses that you can get yourself into up there at a real reasonable cost, along with some phenomenal amenities.
Or custom homes. I want to tell you one thing is that's kind of hilly area up there. And we are really, really well versed in how to build on lots that you can either do walk out basements and everything. And we totally get when we do that product, we engineer it because we have an engineer look at it and tell us exactly how to make it, but we know how to do it. We've done a lot of them because the last thing somebody wants to do is build themselves a $500,000 house and have it slide off the side of a hill.
Right.
So, you can come and talk to us about that kind of thing. And there's just a lot of builders that don't understand it, but we do.
We're going to be up there, Grove Civic Center, February 7th, 8th, and 9th. There is a home show up there, so we will be there. If you're up in the area, you're interested in the Grand Lake area, come by and see us. Like I said, the 7th, 8th, and 9th. In the meantime, come out and visit us here at the show. We got tonight till, was it 8 o'clock, 7
o'clock?
8 o'clock, and then tomorrow from 11 to
5.
11 to 5. If you miss us at the show, give us a call, 918-734-4059, buildyourcustomhome.com, or on Facebook at Moody Custom Homes.
And you can always get a hold of these guys that way. Make sure you're listening every Saturday at 2 o'clock. If you missed anything, we talked a lot about a bunch of cool things today here live at the Home and Garden Show. Go back and check out our podcast. You can always find that at KRMG.com or the KRMG app. Daryl, I saw you giving some guy instructions on how to get to the podcast, so plug in the show even when you're working out here.
Yeah, and by the way, you can reach me at 918-955-1048.
That's Daryl and Aaron Moody with Moody Custom Homes. Don't forget to check them out. And Ideal Electric, 918-812-7641, idealelectrictulsa.com. This is Skyler Cooper. We're out of time for the week. Come out and check out the show here until 8 tonight, 11 until 5 tomorrow. It's all free. It's the Green Country Home and Garden Show, and this is 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.